This practice is called Core Value Phrase for Shame. Core values bring continuity, energy, meaning, and joy to our lives, regardless what we may be going through. Therefore, connecting with core values allows us to live more fully in spite of shame. So this practice helps you to identify a single core value that may be particularly helpful to remember in a moment of shame. We'll be warming up our awareness and then looking back at decisions and choice points in our lives and what we were pursuing at that time. So we want to explore the values that animated our lives. So if you'd like to do this practice, please find something to write with. And then sit in a way that's most comfortable for you. And then let your eyes gently close. Maybe offering yourself some compassionate touch, feeling the warmth and the gentle pressure of your hand. Yet again, as a reminder that we want to bring not only awareness, but loving awareness to our experience and to ourselves. Maybe we can even warm up our awareness a little more. If you'd like to do that, you can bring to mind a being for whom you feel a lot of love and compassion. You can bring to mind someone who's easy to love, such as a child, a friend, a mentor, a pet, or a spiritual being. So feeling compassionate touch and visualizing someone who's easy to love. Letting yourself savor or enjoy the feelings of kindness and compassion that arise as you do this. Even letting yourself rest in that feeling. So with compassion as the background, let's take a look back at your life. So when you were a young adult and later an older person, if you are older now, you probably had to make some important personal decisions, often under pressure. Can you remember one choice that you had to make, perhaps at work or in a relationship or regarding your lifestyle, that as you look back, you are glad that you made this choice? A big choice. And you're glad about it. What was that decision? If you like, you can make a note, write down something about your decision. And then, please think of another time that you had to make an important decision, perhaps because you just couldn't keep doing the same thing anymore. And you're still glad, even now, that you made that choice as well. So what did you choose to do this time? Please write down whatever comes to mind. And now, please consider the following questions and write down your answers. So, was there an overriding purpose or objective behind your decisions? In other words, what were you pursuing as you made these decisions? And even now, what makes you happy about those decisions? And having read in the book multiple core values, can you identify one or more core values that motivated you to make these decisions? What were you pursuing? What did you need to do that even now you feel good about? So please write down one or more core values that have probably been guiding you for many years. Now let's see if there is one core value that would be especially helpful to remember in a moment of shame. So here are some questions to help you think about that. The first question is, what keeps me going even when I feel shame? So if I'm able to carry on with my life, what am I pursuing? Another question that can help us to find a single core value for shame would be, how do I want to live my life, whether I feel shame or not? In other words, what matters in spite of shame. What's more important to me than whether or not I feel shame? And the last question is, what core value would I like to remember when I feel shame? In other words, if I think of it, this is my core value. What core value might inspire or motivate me when I'm stuck in shame? Motivate me to move through it, live my life. What is that value? So perhaps you've been making some notes about this. If so, please take a look at your notes or just consider what you've been thinking and then write down, to the best of your ability, one core value. And if you can't think of one at this time, then write down whatever comes closest and allow another one perhaps to reveal itself later on. And now let's see if we can create a core value phrase for shame, a phrase. So we know that affirming our core values enhances self-compassion and reduces the grip of shame. So therefore, reminding ourselves of a core value by naming it in a moment of shame can be a helpful practice. So let's see if you can turn your core value into a supportive phrase. In other words, a message to yourself about your core value. So here are some core values and some sample phrases. So for example, maybe your core value is kindness. So a phrase that you could say to yourself in a moment of shame could be kind. Or the wish, may I be kind. Maybe your core value is spirituality. Perhaps spirituality is the most important thing in your life. If so, if you find yourself stuck in shame, you can say, let go and let God. Or trust your heart. If your core value is happiness, maybe you want to remind yourself, savor the moment, or life is short, enjoy it. You know, rather than being stuck in shame, an invitation to move beyond it and enjoy. Maybe your core value is compassion. And you have a moment of shame, you can say to yourself, we all wish to be loved. Or all beings suffer. Would those phrases evoke compassion in you? If so, that's an antidote to shame. Or maybe your core value is self-compassion. If so, you can have a phrase like, you matter too, or you have permission. So take some time right now and create a phrase that feels just right for you based on your core value. And a good phrase, as you probably know by now, is a genuine relief to hear. So if you feel touched or moved by your phrase, it's probably a good one. A good one for you. And you don't have to think too hard about the phrase. See if there's a phrase that can kind of arise naturally in your mind, one that has a kind of spontaneity based on your core value. And when you have such a phrase, then let's take a moment, actually a minute, right now, and repeat this phrase silently to yourself. Planting your core value firmly in your heart. Let's do that now. Just saying the phrase, noticing how it lands. If you enjoy the experience, giving yourself permission to enjoy it. If it feels a little awkward, giving yourself permission to change the phrase so that it feels just right and rolls naturally off your tongue. Just repeating the phrase silently to yourself. Letting yourself feel it. Allowing it to resonate in whatever way it does. And planting the core value that it represents firmly in your heart. And then when it feels right for you to release the phrase, release the whole practice. Just rest in your own experience, in your own body, in your own awareness. Perhaps reflecting on the whole experience. And if there's anything about this practice that you'd like to remember, you can also write it down. But most importantly, if this practice resonated with you, then next time you feel shame in daily life, just repeat this phrase two or three times and see what happens. Thank you.